as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What's good? What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Anthony. I am the Dashboard Pastor. Thank you for coming and checking us out here on the DBP. As has been going, still in that Proof First Example series, this is part 8. There are 2 more parts to this that I have. I do believe after that it is a done deal. I haven't sensed or detected God, you know, pushing for more than that. And if he does, then I will. So, this again being part 8. Today we're going to talk about a concept that a lot of people might, let's just say this, I might lose a lot of people's attention on this one, and I'm okay with that if that's the case. What's going on, Miss Connie? How are you? Today we're going to speak about healing, and I know ears will perk up and people will probably want to tune out and whatnot. And yet the importance of this, and let me backtrack before I get into the details of that. When it comes to the Proof First Example, if you have not seen this from the beginning of the series is about us being the proof of God's existence and goodness versus being the examples of why. I'm happy you're here too, Miss Connie. Examples as to why we should not be, why God should not be trusted, why people shouldn't believe, you know, or examples of the hypocrisy that has come to be connected with the church and Christianity. So, in this, talking about healing, 2 Bible verses are connected. I think I'm going to just paraphrase both of them. I'll give them to you. It's Isaiah 53:5, and it's 1 Peter 2:24. And essentially what one says is, in the NLT, it says, he was whipped so we could be healed. And then the other one, it says, in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by his wounds you are healed. I'm going to talk about that for a minute, and then I'll just move on from there. And I have one more Bible verse that is, once I get to it, I'll pull over. So what this is saying, like in Isaiah 53:5, it says, essentially what it said is Jesus went to the cross so you could be healed. Why it says you could be in Isaiah and why it says you are in 1 Peter is the difference between the fact that in Isaiah, Jesus hadn't come yet. They were foreshadowing something that was coming. And it was Isaiah foreshadowing that when the Messiah comes, he's going to come to conquer death. He's going to come to conquer. Yeah, we'll just stick with death. He's going to come to conquer death. So, it's saying that he would go through hell on earth and literal hell for those that he came to save, which is everybody. It is everybody. It is everybody. Not everybody believes that, but it's for everybody. Anyway, so Isaiah saying, so this Messiah's got to go through some things, and he's going to get beat, and he's going to get beat so that you can be healed, so that you can be healed in the future. Well, if you go to 1 Peter 2:24, Jesus already come and gone. He come, he went on the cross, he came back, and then he ascended to heaven. So when Peter's talking about it, he's saying that with Jesus' stripes, we are already healed. So it's done. It's a done deal. It's not something that we're waiting on. It's something that has happened already. Now, I know a lot of people don't like hearing what I'm throwing down right now, because they're saying, well, if that's the case, why is there all these people who are dealing with whatever sickness you want to have, or whatever's going on, whatever ailment, whatever, however you want to word that. Okay, yes, you're right. We do have people who are dealing with different symptoms of sickness or different ailments and whatnot. And the answer to that is seen in John 10:10. And in John 10:10 it says, the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. And then after that, Jesus says, but I have come so that they can have life and have it more abundantly. So, if the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy, where do you think all these ailments and sickness and all this stuff comes from? It's not something that God was like, hey, I have this ideal. I'm going to plague my people and make them go through all of this. We have an enemy who wants to get us so far away from what God is saying that in the context of which we're speaking about, I can go in different ways, but we'll talk about for healing purposes. If I can get you, we have an enemy who's putting all these things on us to switch our faith from what God said to believe in what we see. Because again, we walk by faith and not by sight. Romans 5:17, I believe. We walk by faith and not by sight. So, in walking by faith, when I hear with Jesus' stripes I was already healed, I'm not deterred by what I see. So that if I see symptoms of sickness on me, I'm not going to be into agreement with said symptoms, because my faith is saying I was already healed by what Jesus said and what Jesus did. If I am driven by sight, when these things come, what I will begin to say is, oh wow, I have, insert whatever it is, call it cancer, call it COVID, call it the flu, call it diabetes, call it whatever you want to call it. Now, hear me when I say, I'm not saying this stuff don't exist. That's not what I'm saying. Because some people hear me speak and they'll be like, oh, what you trying to say, that this stuff don't exist? It very much exists. Otherwise, it wouldn't affect you. And that's the point of it, to affect you. To get us to think, well, God's word said this, but I got this, so that must not be true. And so now, as it comes on the show all the time, now I'm talking about things like, well, I guess that means this is mine, let's call it arthritis. This is now, I'm claiming this arthritis. This is my arthritis. I'm going to live with this. I own this. I'm treating it like it's my child. Because that's what I see. Essentially, it's a test. It's a test to see where you're, where are you really at? Where are you at? Are you in a spot where you believe, despite what's being going on in front of you, that what God's word says is true? Or do you believe what you see? Going back to John 10:10, the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your faith, kill your faith, destroy your faith. Not just you as a person, but your faith. Because if he can steal, kill, and destroy your faith, then he don't want you dead. He don't want you physically dead, because you're not going to be effective for the kingdom. And understand all of this stuff, and the whole purpose of all this stuff, all of the messages that you hear from myself, from my pastor, and from people of like minds, is all kingdom driven. So when we say the enemy's steal, kill, and destroy, is it literal? Yes, and not. Because if I can get you to back away from your faith, believing God, and you have no effectiveness for the kingdom, then I'm not afraid of you. I'm speaking as how Satan would say this, for those who don't grasp that. If there's no threat from you, I don't need you gone. In fact, a lot of times, Satan don't want you dead, because then you become a martyr. And there's power in becoming a martyr. So this here is what this Bible verse is, to attack your faith. So if you get symptoms of sickness, that is what he is doing. He's attacking your faith, trying to see where your faith is going to lie. Is it going to lie on what you see? Is it going to lie on what rely or lie, however you want to say that, on what you see or what you heard, what God said to you? Now, not easy. Especially, I've said this, I'm sure I've said this, and I'll keep saying it. Seeing that my father had cancer, my father was a believer in Christ. And my father died from cancer. It took me a long time to get over that. It took me a long time to understand that. But here's the thing that I don't know, and I wasn't a part of. I wasn't a part of his conversations with God. I don't know what him and Jesus was talking about. I believe. I'm not going to say this is. I believe this is what I take from the Bible. I believe that Jesus comes to all who are dealing with ailments and asks them a question. Do you want to keep fighting, or do you want to come home? I believe my father said, I'm tired, I'm ready to go home. And so he went home. Now, you couldn't have got me to say that almost 20 years ago, because I was mad. Whole other story. The point of it is, this is my explanation to when people say, well, what about people who died from? What about believers who died from? We don't know the conversations that they were having. And oftentimes, much like my dad, Pop said, I'm going home, the day before he died. He said, I'm going home. We heard home. Because we heard home, and it was home. He's coming to my home, my house. That's not what he was talking about, obviously. He said he's going home, and he went home the next day. So, to the person who's like, well, what about the believers who passed? That's my response. Why they get it, why they have all that, that's a whole other thing. I don't know. Read the book of Job. Job went through a whole bunch of stuff. He lived through it all. I don't know why some people have deal with worse things than others, that's not my place to talk about. There's a plan for everybody, and maybe some people speak negative. I can't sit here and tell you I understand why these people deal with this to this degree and these people do not. So I do know that life is hard. I do know that although everybody wants to use the word fair, life is not fair, and different things happen to different people. That's all I can say on that. So, I didn't realize I was going to go off on that tangent, and yet it's imperative to what I'm talking about when speaking about healing. Because here's the thing, in the context of being a proof versus the example, am I proof to you that I believe what I'm saying? Or am I an example of that I just speak it and don't believe it? And the answer to that is I've been both. If we're just being transparent, there have been times in my past that I walked by sight and not faith. So when I was dealing with whatever it was, I was saying, oh, I'm sick. I'm so sick. Oh, this insane stuff like, oh, I feel like I'm dying. Which we shouldn't be saying that. If you believe that there's life and death are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21, if you believe that, we shouldn't be saying that. We should, I feel like death. I feel like I'm dying. Because you're opening doors. You're opening doors, you're speaking that, and there's an answer to some of what, thank you, Father. There's an answer to some of what I was saying earlier. Why do some people deal with stuff? There is an answer, not the answer. So hear that. Sometimes people start speaking death into their situation and then get what they're speaking and then get mad that they got what they were speaking about. Hear that. Sometimes people see something, they walk by sight and not faith, they internalize it, they own it, they start speaking it, and they speak it into life, and then get mad that that's what they got. So that's some of the answer to the question that I posed earlier. So that inadvertently is proof. Not proof of God. Well, no, it is. That inadvertently is proof. That's proof that God said whatever you speak, you're gonna bring into your life. There's some proof for you right there. I know a lot of people who don't believe in God that believe in statements like that. Self-fulfilling prophecies. So there's proof in and of itself. Where am I on this? Who am I on this? Am I the one that's saying, well, I have this pain and I can't identify this pain. And usually when they say you have a pain on this side of your body, it's attached to heart attacks. So am I having a heart attack? Oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. Or am I saying, I don't know what that is, but I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Hear this. Some people who hear what I'm saying are going to be like, he's talking bad about science and you all good, Rod. You're talking about science and you're talking about it don't work. That is not at all what I'm saying. I strongly believe that God created doctors to carry out his word to help people with healing. People have callings. If they're called to be in medicine and to be a doctor, that's their calling. So they're there to help people. So I'm not saying don't go to the hospital. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm saying that your faith should be in God and trusting God. And if God is leading you to go that path, then go that path. If you think you're having a heart attack, you should rebuke that and you should go to the hospital. Believing God that this ain't a heart attack and I ain't about to die. Understanding that if you think that and you start saying, I'm about to die, well, you started speaking that, and that's a choice made, knowing that God says what you speak into existence comes to pass. So, if I want to be a proof of God's goodness, I'm going to be the one, and I believe I do this, when symptoms of sickness come on me, I don't say, the first thing out of my mouth is not, I'm sick. Even if I hear scratchy throat or voices off or sniffling, the first thing out of my mouth is not, I'm sick. And when people try to say, oh, you sound sick, I'm not sick. Don't put that on me. I have symptoms. That's my response. Why? Because I'm not owning that. Because I believe that with Jesus' stripes, I was healed. I believe that. Even when I have some things that happen that are to the contrary. And let me tell you, I don't tend to get sick because I don't believe that that is mine. I don't claim it. I don't profess it. I don't walk in it. I don't any of that. I just call it what it is. There's an attack on my body. The devil's trying to get me in agreement with him. I am not in agreement with him. With Jesus' stripes, I was already healed. And I go. I'm not special. I'm not perfect. I have areas where I don't have that same faith. And I can tell you, even as I'm saying this to you right now, the enemy's trying to get me in a spot to, like, fear what I'm saying. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Because guess what? You shouldn't have said that. Because guess what? The thing to being a mouthpiece of God is you got to be bold. And you got to profess. And I have faith for what I'm saying. I believe strongly in what I'm saying to you right now. And my prayer is that my boldness, my faith, and the fruit of my faith shows true to what God is saying. So people can say, you know what? That dude don't get sick that often. I don't know. I hardly ever see him sick. And then that goes right back to God. Hey, that's because of God. Now, there are some things that God tells us to do as not to get sick. There's part of the reason why there's certain foods that we shouldn't eat. Because eating these foods in abundance will lead you to being in a place of having these symptoms such as heart issues, diabetes. Because, again, in 1 Corinthians 10:3, he says that he will not give you more than you can handle, and he will give you an out. When temptation comes, he'll give you an out. So, if you are eating unhealthy constantly and have no exercise attached to that at all, and God is telling you, you should probably change the way you eat. You should probably go for a walk. You should probably do something. And you don't listen to that. That's not God's fault if something happens. That doesn't mean God's word is not true. That's a choice that was made. And once that choice was made, we got to live in that choice. So, I will go ahead and keep saying that God is always there to... Sorry. I have this other Bible verse. God is always there to tell, to lead us, guide us. And yes, Ms. Connie, God did not give us a spirit of fear. So that is why I'm professing what I'm professing. And I strongly understand that the enemy will possibly try to come against me for what I said. But I stand firm to what I believe. And I've been saying this for years. I am healed and whole. I mean, read Psalms 91. Psalm 91, it said that the people will fall left and right of you. But it ain't going to come near me. What is that saying? They're saying, hey, things will try to attack me. Things will try to get me in agreement with it. However, I stand firm to what I am hearing from God and believing that. Understand that. That doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen. Have I had symptoms of sickness? Yes. Have I had some things that happened that worried me? Yes. Have I always had this mentality that I have? No. Have I put my faith in God now? Yes. I'm good. I'm protected by the blood. And again, to quote the Bible verse that I originally was reading, with Jesus' stripes I was healed. I'm covered by the blood. So the devil will come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Sickness is not in the plan of God. Sickness is in the plan of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. Luke 6:19, and I'll read it and I'll tell you why I'm reading it. It says, everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out of him, and he healed everyone. Everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out of him, out from him, and he healed everyone. What does that mean? If you seek this healing from him, that just said he healed everyone. Everybody that sought him, everybody that sought his healing, he healed. That's what that Bible verse said. Everyone, not some, not a few, not many, everyone that sought him, he healed. What am I saying? Seek him. Seek his healing so that he will heal you. Because, as been spoke on this show more than once, God is no respecter of person. And so the only way for God to do things is through your faith. And so you have to seek him, believe him, in order for him to do it for you. Ask for him not to be a respecter of person. Play favorites. So everybody that sought him in this Bible verse, they knew he could heal them. Everyone that sought him, he healed. Everyone that sought him, he healed. Everyone, every single one of them that went after him, he healed. That's what that Bible verse said. And if he did it for them, because he doesn't play favorites, he will do it for us if we seek him. My encouragement to you, seek him so that he can do the same for you. So that we can be proof of these Bible verses I read and God's goodness and God's plan for us. So we can be proof that, yes, the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but God. That's what this is saying. Jesus is like, but God has come on your behalf so that you can live and live life more abundantly. Living life more abundance and sickness are opposites. If Jesus wanted to have a, if he would have said, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, and I can't, but I came so y'all can live a little bit and be all right. If sickness was in the plan, that's what he would have said. I came so y'all can be all right. So you'd be healthy for the most part. Most of the time, be healthy, but you know, just so y'all be all right. He didn't say that. He said, I came so you could have life and have it more abundantly. Which means that I don't prescribe to you being in sickness. And if you listen to me, when these things come at you, you will rebuke them. You will have faith in me and you will walk out what I am saying so that you can be proof of my word. And that is how I'm tying proof versus example, how I'm tying healing into that. Are we proof of that? Not everybody is. And there's grace for that, because there are areas where I don't have the utmost faith, that people have more faith than I do. They're the proof in that area. Oh yeah, I'm good on that. I anticipate a lot of people will tune this out. A lot of people will see this as me screaming some religious jargon or some insane ritualistic voodoo or whatever, and we'll tune it out. And you know what? You have every right to do that, because God gave you free will. And if you do, sorry to hear that. I pray for you still. And you're missing out on something God is trying to get. To live life and live it more abundantly. And also, again, like you said, everybody that saw him, he healed. Everybody. I pray that those under the sound of my voice hear that they meditate on it, that they ingest that they let it sit, that it hits fertile ground, and so it can grow and be good fruit, and so other people can see it. And man, now that I'm talking, that's another part of why things like Galatians 6:9 come to mind, saying that, you know, basically said, hey, don't get tired of doing well, for in due season, for in due time you will reap the harvest if you faint not. Hey, even if you're going through this with in what I'm talking about, even though you've probably experienced a lot of symptoms of sickness, if you keep believing me, if you keep believing me and you don't give up, you'll see the harvest. That's what it, faint not is. Don't quit. Keep believing. Keep speaking it. You will see it. Then you could be a testament to God's word and God's way of thinking and God's goodness. Galatians 6:9. I didn't even know that was going to come out. Anyway, I love y'all. I pray that once this is on the heart, that it grows 30, 60, 100 fold again, so that everybody can see the goodness of God. I love y'all. Have a dope week. Come back next week. Peace.